No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
All right, it is a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off the rest of the week. Billy Lanny has slid over. Would You Rather Wednesday is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Nick is going to ask us the questions. We will answer them. We can also play along at home or in the car. Nick, what do we got today?
Would you rather Paul Skeens or Shohei Ohtani?
Man. So, Skeens, who got the start last night, he's now started two consecutive All-Star games. Only been in the league for 2 years. Started for 2 years. If you were doing like a expansion draft, he might very well be the first overall pick because he's only 23 years old. Ohtani is, how old is Ohtani? It's older. Let's see, 23 to 31.
Wow. I wouldn't know.
He's older than you thought.
He is older. I would have thought late 20s.
Older than you thought.
But you forget he had a huge career in Japan. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Ideally, Ohtani does both.
Right.
But like, how many years is he really going to be Cy Young contender and great hitter? I feel like this year, how much has he even pitched? Just a little bit, right? Like barely? A
handful of times.
Yeah.
If
so
even that. But that's them building him back up to it.
True.
I think both guys. I mean, both guys. If they're on your team and you're watching, it's must see TV with either of them. I'm picking Ohtani just because there is the factor that he can do both.
Because of the both, yeah,
right. So I could take 3 days of hitting and a day off before he starts.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you said Cy Young contender. I just need him to be a good pitcher,
right?
You know,
he's thrown, I think 101 this year,
right?
101 miles an hour, but he's only thrown like 9 innings, right?
Yeah, he's still throwing 101 after no rehab outings.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's incredible. I guess I'll make the case for Skeens, and I know pitchers can get hurt at any time. He is a Hoss of the Week, though, nominee every single week. 6'6", 260, throws absolute cheese. He's 23 years old. He was third in the Cy Young last year. He's probably going to win the Cy Young this year. 8 years younger, I guess.
And still get a Tommy John and still be dominant for another 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's
his career ERA is under 2.
Nuts.
Wild.
Absolutely nuts.
But he doesn't hit 50 home runs like Ohtani. So, I mean, I get the argument for Ohtani. How much longer do you think Ohtani can do it for? 4 years? 5 years?
I mean,
super long contract.
Right. They're paying him a ton of money. Yeah. They're gonna pamper him as much as they can while still being able to use him as much as they can.
True. He signed through 2033. Of course, he has that crazy, weird, deferred contract.
Yeah. Right. He's getting like 10 cents a year, I think, like that. His contract like per year is was barely anything.
It's like a hot dog and a soda.
I think Manny in deferred money actually made more than Ohtani this year.
Yeah, Manny was making $2 million and some change from the
Manny
Sox.
Manny and Bobby Bonilla made more money than
made more money this year.
Oh, and Crush Davis.
Ohtani.
Oh, Chris Crush Davis.
Crush Davis. He had his Bobby Bo day recently too.
Did his interpreter get jail time?
I forget how Ohtani
thing just got like brushed.
But good for him. Like it was just like, oh no, he took the money from him. And they're like, oh yeah, he did. Nobody even questioned it.
That's it.
They love Ohtani that much. But I'm going with Ohtani just because factor that it's like I can go to a game and I can either see him hit or possibly pitch.
Mm-hmm. I'll go Skeens. Is there anybody else even in that mix? I mean, Aaron Judge is insane.
Right.
So Aaron Judge, but he's also a little bit older.
Yeah, but then that comes down to like going around the league and like go by each team and who would you be sure that you're either in the crowd or in front of the TV to watch perform?
Yeah.
What do you just say? There's probably 10 to a dozen of those players in the league. If even that. Like, is Bryce Hopper still one of those guys?
I think if Bryce Hopper
was on the Red Sox, you would make sure that you're in front of the TV or at the game to watch a bit.
Yeah, I would. The Red Sox have some exciting players. I don't know if they have anybody that's like on that level yet.
Right.
Crochet is like a must-watch start every time.
Yep.
But,
yep, and the young guys there, the Myers, the Anthonys, those guys, like
Rafaela.
they're going to get to the point where it's like, all right, I'm not flipping channels. He's getting up this inning.
Uh-huh, no doubt. All right, question number two, Nick.
Would you rather Roman Anthony and Jaren Duran or Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong?
All right, Red Sox outfield.
Oh, we know where Keith lands.
Two-thirds of the Red Sox outfield, two-thirds of the Cubs outfield. Now, I guess if you want to include contract stuff in here, that's where it could get a little dicey because Kyle Tucker is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Jaren Duran isn't a free agent, but there's a lot of trade rumors with him. Roman Anthony, top prospect in all of baseball. Pete Crow Armstrong is going to be a part of our 40-40 watch in about a month. The guy's absolutely killing it. So as much as I love Anthony and think he's going to be a stud, and I've now jumped ship to the other side of the Durant argument and I don't want to trade him, I'd rather have Tucker and Crow Armstrong. Those guys are ridiculous.
Right. Then and there's just so much potential in all four of those names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, for sure. It's like not only are they already playing well, but just what they can become is even more insane.
Yep.
I'm going to lean Anthony, Jaren Duran just because of my local honk.
No, that's fine.
You know, I see them. I see those guys much more than I see Cubs baseball. I know what Crow Armstrong and Tucker are and what they're capable of. But what I see more often, I would stick with who we have right now.
Well, Anthony's so young. Although, so is Pete Crow Armstrong. And then, so, like, Tucker is a little bit older, and so is Duran. Like, Duran's...
Pete Crow Armstrong's young. Roman Anthony's still 2 years younger than him.
It's wild.
It's nuts.
It's absolutely wild.
See the photo of him? Is it him at Fenway with six chicks?
Yeah, just six lovely ladies kind of hanging out. Women.
Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, good Lord, Bill.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he looks...
canceled by the end of the day.
Yeah.
This is, me and Keith,
you got to be in tomorrow and Friday.
I know, right. Exactly.
Yeah, he looks like he's kind of living his best life, as they would say. He and Marcella Meyer are of Men Amongst Town.
Yeah.
As it were, enjoying their All-Star break.
Right, they're like Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle.
Oh, yeah,
just
are.
Getting after
they
it, having really a good time, are. And showing up and performing.
There's a lot of ladies hanging around with those guys, so God bless them.
I know what it's like. I get it.
Although women have been weak in legs.
Dude,
I've heard that.
Just based on what we're watching right now, Rocky.
Rocky
Mickey
Marathon.
Line.
Yep, Rocky Marathon on AMC. Nothing to sneeze out there. All right, question number three.
Let's hear it.
Would you rather listen to a Mike Francesa sports podcast or movie podcast?
I think... he gets very passionate about both, and maybe this is sort of the thing. He's been doing sports for 40 years.
Right.
You kind of know what he's going to say about the Giants every year.
Yep.
I kind of like him spreading his wings a little bit on the movies.
What I'm getting into is this stunk.
I kind of like his – I didn't agree with the Superman take, but I liked his passion about Superman.
Right.
And so if you were like, hey, next week, tune into – Francesa breakdown. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I'm in.
Sold.
Should right, we look just out for that on Monday?
I'm going to try to do that, yeah.
Like you mentioned, we've heard him talk sports for 40-plus years.
Right, right.
And to see him get fired up about something non-sports.
There's like, a super dog. Who came up with a super dog?
The writers in 1955. DC. Yeah, DC did this many, many moons ago.
But 100%, like, I'd love for him to like watch a random movie and tell me about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be a summer blockbuster.
No. Like, oh, that would be great. Just like his movie and TV
Francesa,
reviews.
Break down the Rocky series.
Yeah, be great. Do you think
he hates Shawshank?
Like, I'd
he
love to
like
see him, like,
movies.
Pulp Fiction. He's like, it's all out of order.
Right.
He's like, you're not even telling the story right.
Like, I would love to see how he would react to something if we were like, Francesa, watch the first two seasons of Tyus. You know what I mean? Something like that. Something like, Francesa,
I Think You Should Leave.
Watch three seasons of I Think You Should Leave and let us know what you think. Those
watch
are the kind of things.
He would be so confused by a sketch comedy show.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Any Tim Robinson sketch might break his brain.
Might.
He's like, what is this guy?
Because it breaks mine.
Serious?
Like, I love it. It's hilarious.
It's
but even like I watch all his things and I'm like, why am I laughing so hot at this? But I'm not against it. I'm not opposed to it.
Show him the Ghost Tour one. Just the Ghost Tour one. We're like, what do you think of this?
Right. Just the very first skit of I Think You Should Leave.
That
when
might
when he goes, I think it's a push. Yeah, no, it's actually, it goes both ways.
I think it's what goes both ways.
He like breaks
ways.
The hinges trying to pull it in. Like,
what am I in store for? Yeah, I think that would be actually be a great idea. That might be, I don't know what he has like for producers and stuff on his podcast,
right.
But I wonder if they're seeing the popularity of this and just how it's like,
we got to do this more.
Off and be like, we got to do this more. Like, this might be our new wheelhouse.
Right.
And even if it was
say
like,
whatever the hell we want,
you can't. It's the adult tour.
I can't play what's after that. So
no, you can't. Most of that stuff you can't play. Some of the like the funny stuff you can't play, but
you can't change the rules. But that was the thing, too. And it would be funny to hear him bring it back to 60s and 70s Yankees.
Yeah. Right. Oh,
you know what I mean? Like how he would connect modern-day pop culture TV shows to old-school baseball and sports would be good.
But he also strikes me as the type of guy that even in like the 70s and 80s and 90s, his references were just other sports things.
Yeah.
Like there was, like even living in New York, do you think he's seen Saturday Night Live?
Had to have.
I mean, he's got
to,
he knows.
Had to have
it,
seen it. Like, if I was him, I hope he would have gone multiple times.
He should have hosted.
That kind of, that would have been awesome. That would have been great. But a guy with his power and pull, like, you could be in any, I would take it full advantage
wasn't
of that.
Isn't he in SAG? Isn't he technically in SAG for being in Uncut Gems?
He was in Uncut Gems.
Oh, he is in Uncut Gems. He's actually pretty good
did
in
he play
Uncut
himself,
Gems.
Or was he just, he was,
no.
Was he? Was
there's a Gary or something.
Was he a bookie?
Yes.
He was a bookie, right? He wasn't a sports radio guy in that movie.
I think you're right. Good call.
That was one of those movies, like, I saw it and I'm like, once is enough.
Yeah, you got a little.
It was good, but
I'm
like,
anxiety.
I'm like, once is enough.
Yeah, that's right. He was pretty good.
I immediately needed a dumb Sandler movie when I got out of the theater from watching that one.
What? Happy Gilmore 2 is right around the corner.
Next week.
Next week?
I don't know if it's the 24th or the 25th, either Thursday. I'm assuming it's Friday the 25th.
Yeah, that could be.
I'll watch it. I'm ready for that.
I think Frances will break that down?
I hope so.
You know what?
Is he in it?
Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit. He wasn't Uncut Gems, so maybe he's kept in touch with Sandler for all we know. Sandler likes to cast a lot of regulars.
Yeah. Dan Patrick will probably be in this one too. That's he loves Dan Patrick.
He does love Dan Patrick. Yeah, big sports guy. But yeah,
what was the other one? He made a bet with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry gets over 2,500 yards or something like that. Nick, what was it?
Oh my God, 2,500!
I thought Sandler
yards?
Made a thing with Derrick Henry about getting X amount of yards, and if you get this many yards, I'll put you in a movie or something like that.
He's gonna probably be in it. All right, very good. Yeah, because he has two movies coming out this year: Happy Gilmore 2 and a movie called J. Kelly, which apparently there's Oscar buzz for.
Sandler? Good for him. He's got to win one at one of these points. He's like Johnny Drama. He's like done so much and then he's just finally get some real award for it. Not a Razzie, not a Nickelodeon Kids Award, not an MTV Award. Give this guy something real.
Yeah, Adam Sandler bet Derrick Henry if he can rush for over 2,000 yards this season, he'll put him in a movie and bring him to dinner.
Boom.
Dinner and a movie. I like that.
And you know there's no dress code because it's Sandler, so he's showing up in shorts and a polo and...
God, yeah.
A basketball in his hand because he's got a pickup game right after
that.
That
was actually
dinner.
A good bit from the Oscars. I don't know, not a lot of people watch the Oscars, but when he was like in the crowd and Conan O'Brien calls him out.
He's oversized got like a hoodie and basketball shorts on.
Yeah, that's great. All right, last question, Nick.
Would you rather have a pool or a boat?
I'm going pool.
Yeah, it seems like there's
maintenance on both.
Yeah, I don't have either, but I would say the boat maintenance, and then it's like, where do you keep the boat? Where, like, how expensive is it?
Right,
because
we don't live
somewhere?
In an area where you can keep it in the water year round.
No, so I just have it like my yard, and then I gotta like
right with the pool, you just kind of drain it, cover it.
I gotta get a trailer. I gotta do all that.
Right,
I gotta put the boat in. I gotta go park the car.
Insurance on both is through the roof.
Through the roof. Yeah, give me a pool.
Yeah, it seems like
now,
it seems
a lot
like
of upkeep.
Oh yeah,
but
it seems like less of a headache than a boat. As awesome as a boat is,
and like a day like today, 100 degrees, you drive home, and it's not like, all right, everybody pile in the car, let's go drive the boat out somewhere else.
Nope.
Let's go to
Cannonball Contest.
Cannonball Contest.
You can also just have the kids work on the pool. They're getting old enough to where they can
skim
the pool.
Well, not even that. They have machines.
Six-year-old
you got robots now you put in the...
Yeah, I mean...
Get them to work.
Right. You got robots now.
Hey, guys,
now.
Take the chlorine, dump that in, mix that around.
Handle all these chemicals.
Kick it around.
Nah, you don't need gloves. You don't need gloves. You're fine.
Just keep it out of your eyes. You're fine.
We have a lot of the inflatable stuff. Our backyard now has turned into just like... sprinklers and those ones.
Sick, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty
it
legitimate.
Is like Wally World back there, huh?
It's chaos. Chaos.
Two young kids. What do you expect?
We had a slide. We have one of these like giant. Although my wife's kind of mad because we had like this giant inflatable soccer ball.
Yep.
And I was like kicking it around, and there's a hole in it. Definitely my fault.
You're probably not supposed to have shoes on.
Yeah, I don't know. I kicked it. It hit some other toy. It's a whole mess. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
I blame the Hornets.
Yeah. No. Andy Hart's weighing in boat.
Well, he has a boat.
He's a boat guy. Yeah, he is a boat guy.
He probably has a pool too.
He might.
He might have both.
He puts his boat in the pool.
Yeah, right.
That's that sweet. All right, you guys can weigh in on any of this. Earlier in the show, we were talking, of course, All-Star Game, WNBA. As Caitlin Clark was in town, the thoughts of an expansion team here in Boston. You can join us 617-779-7937. Terp's going to be in high noon, full basketball hour with Terp, including our all, I guess, quarter-century teams. Me and Terp each come up with a first team, second team, third team, all NBA quarter century. See how much overlap there is on that. But when we come back, we'll do a Dork Minute here on WEEI.
The Red Sox Station.
Red Sox win it! Win it!
WEEI.
Can you believe it?
Way back!
New England Sports Original.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi. You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one. Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Mura's in.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
All right, good time for a Dork Minute here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Jones is off. Billy Landy has slid over. Terp's going to join us at high noon for some pure hoops. A full hour of pure hoops. Also, speaking of Dork, Davey Eyeballs is going to join the program tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
So how about that? That should be pretty good. I have a movie recommendation, and then I want to quickly go over some of these Emmy noms that came out yesterday. Movie recommendation, streaming right now on Peacock, movie called Drop.
Okay.
Ooh. It's a thriller. It is about a blind date. Not a blind date. I guess just sort of like a, you know, a first date. A first date.
There we go.
And all of a sudden, the lady is getting a lot of strange text messages in the restaurant.
Okay.
Where are they coming from? I don't know.
Somebody at the bar.
Maybe. Maybe. Nick, you saw this as well.
Yep.
Oh, how you already many saw this? You already, this was
streaming. It's streaming.
No, but I mean, like, you guys have already watched it.
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's why I'm recommending it. I'd say if you like a thriller, if you like an edge of your seat thriller,
I do.
Check out Drop. Nick, how many stones would you give it out of six?
Probably four.
Yeah, four and a half.
I would go probably five. I didn't love the ending, okay, so I'd probably have to go four,
six.
Rock hard four.
Okay.
Anybody?
Four.
Anybody recognizable in it?
Good question. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody that you're like, oh, that's who that is.
Violet Bean is the name of the actress. If you're familiar with Violet Bean, the one guy I kind of recognize, but I don't know what the hell he's in. The lead, the date. I recognized him, but I couldn't tell you what he was in. So sort of like an under the radar cast. It was probably 95 minutes or so. Like
it was right at the 90 minute mark, probably.
Yeah, you're in and out.
Perfect.
But, yeah, it was one of the better movies that I saw, and it's streaming now on Peacock. Yeah, PG-13 thriller. The Emmy nominations came out yesterday, and so the best in television. They have way too many nominees when it comes to the series because they split it up in comedy series and drama series. And I watch a lot of these shows, not all of them. So for the outstanding comedy.
Sick yeah. Crap, bro.
Listen. I like to watch TV. Outstanding comedy series: Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Shrinking, The Studio, and What We Do in the Shadows.
You were kind of mad about The Studio, weren't you? Didn't you say, like, after
bailed.
A few episodes you left?
Yeah, this was the Seth Rogen show on Apple TV. It's like he runs like a studio. So he plays a fictional character, but then they have like a bunch of people playing themselves. Like Martin Scorsese and Ron Howard and Anthony Mackie all play like themselves. I did not care for it at all.
Yeah. I know Nickus has good things about Only Murderers in the Building.
Well, I only made it through the first three episodes of this season, and I kind of bailed on it, too.
So this is another one. It's gone on too long. It was really good at first.
But I mean, that's only that can't be more than five seasons, right?
I think it might be, five seasons sounds right. Four seasons.
Like four. Every season was the same. And the first two episodes, like, all right, I don't really need to finish this.
So I liked one, I liked two less, and then I think I started three and stopped, and I never made it to four. But it is Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Right.
I
mean,
it was funny.
Yeah. The Bear, we talk about this every year. I don't think it's really a comedy, and yet it gets lumped in there.
And you and Jones bailed on that, didn't you?
No. Watch this. We watched it.
Oh.
I think it might be the worst season. Jones thinks three is worse
than four.
Okay, so
maybe that's what it was. Maybe you just
it's not as
negative.
Good as it was.
All right, maybe I took your negative review as you bailing on it.
Yeah, so I don't really have a winner here, to be honest. Drama series, Andor, the Star Wars show, which was awesome. The Diplomat, The Last of Us, Paradise, which I know Greg's show talked about quite a bit. The Pit, which I did finish. Severance, Slow Horses, and The White Lotus.
None of them as a network.
No, that's amazing. You're right.
You know what I mean?
It's Disney,
Netflix,
it's HBO, Hulu. Yeah, there's no network or anything. I think
the
on
White
the other
Lotus
side.
Get its way in there.
Dude, White Lotus.
I saw the first two seasons, and both seasons, I was like, why did I finish watching this?
I did not like this show at all. I watched the whole season because Walton Goggins was in it, and he was good. I like Carrie Coon, and I like Sam Rockwell, who pops up. But the show kind of stinks. Severance should win. Season two of Severance was incredible. The Pit is good for what it is. Like, if you're interested in a medical drama, then you get that. The Last of Us was kind of polarizing. I think Greg and Wiggy Wiggy specifically did not like it, but I thought it was pretty good.
How many
Greg
seasons
was
that?
Pretty out on it too.
That was the second.
Yep.
And season three is coming out. The Paradise was fine. I don't know why. I'm surprised it got nominated. Andor probably won't win, but it was awesome. And that'll be the last season of Andor, two seasons and done. So of all this, there's a bunch of acting awards and whatever, writing, all this stuff. Severance got 10. Actually, Severance and White Lotus got 10 nominations. A show called Adolescence got 8, which you saw, Nick.
Yeah, I recognized that it was really good. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that, you can you can
like
do
the
that.
Writing was awesome. The cinematography was awesome. I didn't like it.
Was that the show that was like a one shot?
It was all one shot. Okay. Every episode was one shot.
All right. Seven nominees for The Penguin, which I swear came out like 2 years ago.
I thought we already did Emmy.
I thought it already got nominated. I don't get that. The Penguin, The Pit, and The Studio all got seven. Then a few got, then a bunch of others got a bunch. I guess some of the snubs or something like the Andor actors didn't get any love for it at all. But there you go. Nate Bargatze is going to be hosting this bad boy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like him.
It's not bad.
He's very good for clean comic. Like, he's probably the top guy right now.
Yeah, so probably makes sense. I guess they don't want it to be too offensive. September is when this thing comes out.
Which means tonight, though.
Shane Gillis
on the ESPYs.
I know, and I haven't watched the ESPYs maybe since Norm MacDonald.
Right.
And so, Shane Gillis?
Maybe, we'll see.
Maybe
we'll
have see. To, or at least give me like a sizzle reel. Give me, you know, like a highlight reel.
See, the thing is, too, is he's done ESPYs.
Post the monologue, and I can watch it after.
Yeah I'll watch the monologue, and then they'll be like, hopefully a couple of jokes where people are really uncomfortable, and then like I'll watch those, and then like we're good.
Yeah, no. The social media will give us the Cliff's Notes that we need to see how it was without having to sit through it. But like, he did SNL, and when he did SNL, it was awesome. But his monologues, like, the crowd was just kind of like
He was like nervous too,
right? Because the maybe the crowd wasn't into his kind of humor.
Yeah,
but like anybody who like with Norm, if you're a fan, you're gonna love it regardless.
Well, people, I think, because Gillis has hosted SNL twice, right?
Yep.
I think the first time people were like really confused because you're like, wait a minute, this guy was hired, then got canceled before he even got famous, and now so he wasn't good enough to be on the cast, but now he's gonna host.
Like going back to Norm, it was like the same thing. Yeah. He goes, oh, just a year and a half ago, they told me I wasn't funny enough for the show, but now I'm hosting it.
Bizarre. Yeah, absolutely bizarre.
So another thing, too, is like some of these categories, there are just so many nominees.
It's too many.
And then you look at something like Outstanding Talk Series, Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, that's it.
Outstanding Scripted Variety Show, John Oliver, SNL.
Two nominees.
Right?
And then John Oliver still going?
I guess so.
Well, I guess he is.
Well, no, you guys thought Penguin was, right? Maybe it's one of those situations.
Last year.
Reality Show was Amazing Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor, Top Chef, and The Traitors, which I'm glad The Traitors,
Traitors did make it.
Yeah, Traitors.
That's like the usual suspects.
Yeah,
but at least Traitors made it.
See, this is more my category. Outstanding Game Show.
Ooh, what do you got for Game Show?
Celebrity Family Feud, Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which I had no idea was still going.
Those are all still on?
That's amazing. Jeopardy,
well,
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Wheel of Fortune since Seacrest took over. Same thing with Jeopardy. When Alex Trebek passed away.
Vanna White didn't take over?
I think Vanna White's still, I'm pretty sure she's still there.
Just doing the letters?
Just still turning letters.
I thought she was supposed to be like the host.
She doesn't even turn letters, no.
Oh, she touches the button.
She just touches the button now.
Yeah, so obviously new host for those two. Seacrest?
And they have like no creativity. Is it Ken Jennings still?
Oh, Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings, I think, still. Because they were rotating between like Ken Jennings and like Blossom was doing it for a while. I think Aaron Rodgers might have actually hosted once or twice.
Yeah, I think they did like
during
a
tryout.
But yeah, it's mostly Ken Jennings.
And the same thing like Price is Right. Like,
who hosts Millionaire now?
I have no idea. Probably Jerry O'Connell. I don't know.
Dude, that was at one point an incredible show.
Oh my God, it was Regis, amazing.
That was great. When the guy won the first time.
Called his father?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel was hosting it now.
Kimmel's hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yep, the show got a revival in 2020, and Jimmy Kimmel's been the host since.
Wow. All right. There you go. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on Jones and Keefe. Billy Laney has slid over as Jones is out the rest of the week. But coming up next, Justin Turpin, a little Pure Hoops for a full hour, including some of Jaylen Brown's comments from earlier in the week. We'll do that coming up next.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
WEEI.
WEEI.